The following is a recording for Rafael Borja with the iVise on Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016 at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. Mansoor, third quarter 16.
Good morning and welcome to the Mansoor third quarter 2016 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of iAdvise Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, Katie, and good morning, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Mansoor's third quarter 2016 earnings call. We have with us today Mansoor's senior management team who will discuss the company's third quarter 2016 consolidated results as the press release distributed on Monday, November 14th. If you have not yet received a copy, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693, and we will immediately send you a copy. Please note that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken at this time. If you are a member of the media, please contact the company directly. I will now introduce our speakers. Joining us from Lima, Peru are Mr. Juan Luis Kruger, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Gianflavio Carosi, Chief Financial Officer. Also, please be advised that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, these forward-looking statements are based on several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. For a complete note on forward-looking statements, please refer to the last page of the quarterly report. At this time, Mr. Juan Luis Kruger will initiate his presentation. Mr. Kruger, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. Thank you again for joining us as we review Mansoor's results for the third quarter of this year. The third quarter of this year was a quarter of commodity price recovery and of important progress on our different projects. The U.S. presidential election campaign running up to Trump's election significantly impacted uncertainty in the financial markets worldwide during the quarter, generating high volatility. During the third quarter of 2016, Mansoor had a strong financial performance with continued improvements in costs and productivity, but with mixed operational performance, which I will comment on during this call. Uncertainty in the financial markets was evident through significant fluctuations in commodity prices, with tin prices trading between $17,420 per ton and $20,295 per ton, and gold trading between $1,309 per ounce and $1,366 per ounce. However, both closed the quarter strong at $20,295 per ton of tin and $1,316 per ounce of gold, respectively. In both cases, tin and gold average metal prices for the quarter were 23% and 19% higher than the same period last year, respectively. Early during the quarter, we anticipated the high volatility in prices, and given the significant investments that we had to face in the second half of the year, in particular at Taboca, we decided to fix prices in gold and tin for an important part of this year's remaining production, allowing us to focus on execution and isolating our cash flows from the price risk. As a result, we entered into zero-cost collars for 24,000 ounces of gold from July to December, that's 4,000 ounces per month, within a price range of $1,250 per ounce and $1,420 per ounce. We also entered into swaps for 3,150 tons of tin production at Taboca. That's 450 tons per month from August to December 2016, and 300 tons per month from January to March 2017 at a price of $17,473 per ton, and also entered into a zero-cost collar for 3,200 tons of tin at Mansoor. That's 800 tons per month from September to December this year, with a floor price of $17,000 per ton and capped at $19,500 per ton of tin. This action allowed us to focus on execution, cost controls, and productivity while securing our cash flows to fund our investment activities programmed for the second half of the year. The third quarter has been an important quarter in terms of progress on very important projects at Taboca and Minsur. During the quarter, we concluded the implementation of the pre-concentration plant, our ore sorting project at San Rafael, and initiated the ramp-up phase of this new technology. We also concluded the repairs of the hydroelectric power plant dam in Pichinga, allowing us to generate power at full capacity during the quarter. We also achieved mechanical completion of our new niobium and tantalum flotation plant and started the commissioning phase at the end of September. Finally, we were able to consolidate our tin production capacity from concentrated tin slags at Pirapora, impacting our production profile at Taboca significantly. We also made important progress at our B2 and Marcobre projects as these progressed from the pre-feasibility to the feasibility or definition stage. Sorry. Production of tin for the quarter reached 6,924 tons. That's 23% more than the same quarter last year and in line with our current plan. Gold production reached 24,956 ounces, 25% below the same quarter last year, but also in line with our plan, while niobium and tantalum production reached 454 tons, that's 1% above Q3 2015, and also aligned with our current plan. Moving on to individual operating results, I will start with our San Rafael and Pisco mine and smelter. San Rafael and Pisco contributed with 5,182 tons of refined tin during the quarter. That's 25% above the same quarter last year, mainly explained by a scheduled maintenance at the smelting and refining plant in Pisco during September 2015. As per our Q3 earnings release, tin production guidance for 2016 has been adjusted from the 20,000 to 21,000 ton range to a range of 19,000 to 19,500 tons of refined tin for the year. This mainly due to a delay in the ramp-up of the ore sorting plant, which was expected to enter full operation in Q1 2016 and achieve maximum capacity by Q2 of this year, while in reality this took one more quarter. As with the adoption of any new technology, there is a stabilization phase and period which we expect to complete during the current quarter. In terms of costs, cash cost per ton treated at San Rafael reached $66 in the third quarter. This is a 45% reduction when compared to the same quarter last year, mainly as a result of the higher volume treated at the ore sorting plant, our continuous effort to reduce costs and to improve productivity. The ore sorting project allows us to process stockpiled low-grade ore at a very low cost, materially impacting our average cost. This effect is temporary, as low-grade ore stockpiles are expected to be depleted in 2017. To note, without the impact of this low-cost material, we would have a cash cost per ton treated within the $105 to $110 per ton range. Our average cash cost guidance for this year has been reduced as well to the $70 to $90 per ton treated range. Very important to note, the cash cost per refined ton of tin during the quarter closed at $7,569 per ton, which is a decrease of 12% compared to the previous quarter, to the same quarter on the previous year. Moving on to Taboca, our Pichinga mine delivered 1,911 tons of tin metal contained in concentrates, a 63% increase compared to Q3 2015, mainly reflecting the stoppage in that quarter due to the event that we had at the hydroelectric plant last year, and also to the impact of increased throughput as a result of the debottlenecking actions taken at the plant, in the first half of the year. If the repairs of the dam at the hydroelectric power plant, we had a significant operating cost reduction due to the lower diesel consumption. Moving on to Pirapora, the smelter produced 1,742 tons of refined tin. That's 16% above Q3 2015. As a result, we expect to finalize this year within the top end of the range of our annual production guidance at Taboca of between 6,000 to 7,000 tons of refined tin, consolidating quite a significant operational improvement performance. In terms of niobium and tantalum alloy, production at Tutinga delivered 454 tons during the third quarter of this year, 1% more than the same quarter last year. Mechanical completion of the new niobium and tantalum flotation plant expansion was completed during Q3 2016, and the commissioning phase was initiated. This will allow production of niobium and tantalum alloys at Taboca to significantly increase next year. Our production guidance for alloys for this year is between 1,900 and 2,000 tons for this full year. Once the niobium and tantalum flotation plant ramp-up is completed, annual production capacity of niobium and tantalum alloys shall reach 4,000 tons for a full year. Moving into costs, cash cost per ton treated reached $17.7 per ton in Q3 2016 at Pitina. That's 40% lower than the same quarter last year. This was primarily as a result of the recommissioning of the hydroelectric plant during the third quarter. Moving on to Pucamarca, during the third quarter, production reached 24,956 ounces of gold. As I mentioned before, this is a 25% decrease compared to the same quarter last year, but in line with our geological model and mine plan, and also aligned with our 2016 production guidance, which remains at the higher end of the 95,000 to 105,000 ounce range for the year. In terms of costs, cash cost per ton treated of ore closed at $4 in the quarter, a 10% increase over the same quarter last year, mainly due to the lower production volume in the quarter in line with the mining plan. It is important to know that we continue with our cost reduction and productivity improvement efforts at the mine. The cash cost per ounce of gold reached $331 per ounce in the quarter, a 38% increase compared to the same quarter last year, again due to the lower production levels. Still, Pucamarca remains as one of the lowest cost gold mines in the world. Projects. Moving to our long-term projects, our feasibility studies for both Mina Justa and B2 continue on schedule, moving from the pre-feasibility to the feasibility stage during the third quarter. The results from the pre-feasibility study at Marcobre indicate an estimated capex of between $1.3 and $1.5 billion and a cash cost of approximately $1.65 per pound. Preliminary results of the B2 project indicate a capex of between $150 to $160 million and a cash cost of around $5,200 per ton of refined tin. These, again, are preliminary results, as during the feasibility or definition phase, we will confirm and further optimize both projects. With these projects moving on from pre-feasibility to feasibility stage, the future capital investments in these two projects will be capitalized as of the third quarter onwards. Important to mention as well is that during the quarter, we acquired our Korean partner's 30% stake in the Mina Justa project for an upfront payment of $60 million and five annual installments of $5 million each, starting when Mina Justa achieves commercial production or 2023 the earlier. This strategic investment has allowed us to consolidate our ownership of the project and secure commercial flexibility over the Mina Justa production. In summary, Q3 of 2016 has been a quarter of important progress in our projects and important operational results in terms of production and costs, reflecting our focus on delivering and executing on our strategic plan while continuing our efforts and focus on reducing costs and increasing productivity. With that, I will leave you with Gianflavio Carossi, our Chief Financial Officer, whom will review with you the financial results for the quarter.
Thank you, Juan Luis, and good morning to everyone. Now, moving on to the financial results. During the quarter, we experienced an important recovery in metal prices, which positively impacted our financial results. However, this does not change our attention to cost controls and productivity, and to preserve and protect our cash. Net revenues in the second quarter reached $163.8 million, that is an increase of 19% compared to the third quarter of the previous year, mainly explained by higher prices of tin and gold, that is 23% and 19% higher respectively, partially offset by lower gold and alloys volume sold, that is 11 and 8% lower respectively. Lower gold volume sold is primarily due to a decrease in gold production in the third quarter versus the third quarter this year versus the previous year, as previously explained by Juan Luis. Also, in order to preserve our cash and focus, our efforts on execution in a period of significant capital investment, we entered into a number of derivatives focused on securing a floor while still maintaining significant upside where margins allow, such as our gold production at Pucamarca and tin production at San Rafael, and on securing a reasonable price where a downfall in prices would require capital injections, such as our tin production at Tabuca. The impact of these derivatives are accounted under financial income or expenses in our P&L. Cost of sales during the third quarter were 3% lower than the same quarter of the previous year, mainly due to lower volume sold. After accounting for the decrease in costs, gross profit reached $68.3 million, that is a 74% increase compared to the same quarter of the previous year. Moreover, gross margins reached 42% in the quarter compared to 28% in the third quarter of 2015, clearly reflecting improvements in commodity prices. During the third quarter, administrative expenses were $11 million, that is 35% higher than the third quarter of 2015, mainly due to higher workers' profit participation, because of higher income achieved in 2016, and because of the reversal of accrued cumulative participations in the third quarter of 2015 as a result of lower metal prices in that period. Excluding the workers' participation effect, administrative expenses would have been 9% higher than the third quarter of 2015, mainly as a result of a stronger real in Brazil. During the third quarter also, exploration and project expenses amounted to $1.6 million. That is a reduction of 89% compared to the third quarter of the previous year. This reduction was explained by an optimization and prioritization of expenditures in the execution of exploration projects in San Rafael's surrounding areas, as well as the capitalization of investments of the B2 and Marcobre projects during the third quarter of 2016, as mentioned before by Juan Luis. As a result, EBITDA reached $70 million during the quarter, that is an increase of 112% compared to the same quarter of the previous year. During the first 9 months of 2016, EBITDA reached $161 million, an increase of 24% compared to the same period of the previous year. In terms of net income, we reported a net income of almost $11 million, which shows an increase of almost $38 million compared to the third quarter of 2015, mainly due to better results from ongoing operations and exchange rate differences. However, excluding foreign exchange differences and results from subsidiaries and associates, adjusted net income would have been almost $21 million in the quarter, compared to a loss of almost $14 million in the third quarter of 2015. In terms of CapEx, investments totaled $29 million in the quarter. This was mainly allocated to the construction of the pre-concentration plant and other investments at San Rafael, to key sustaining capital investments at Pucamarca, such as track maintenance, and to sustaining and expansion investments at Tabuca, including the final expenditures for the hydroelectric power plant repairs and the construction of the niobium and tantalum flotation plant capacity increase. In terms of liquidity, Minsur concluded the third quarter with almost $545 million of debt,
and close to $600 million in cash and equivalents, resulting in a negative 0.3 net debt to EBITDA ratio. This cash and equivalent position does not reflect the $60 million initial payment for our increased participation in the Mina Justa project, as such payment is currently on an escrow account pending a cost calculation for tax purposes by our Korean former partners. This payment is expected to be reflected in the fourth quarter of 2016. In summary, this was a quarter of strong financial results, important progress on growth projects, and of prudent cash preservation initiatives. We remain committed to enhancing our operational and financial performance in order to maintain strong operating margins and to position ourselves to take maximum advantage of the current commodity price increase. Thank you for your attention. Operator, please proceed to the Q&A session.
Thank you, sir. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key. That is star one on your touchtone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star two. Again, that is star one if you would like to ask a question. Once again, we are now holding for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press star one at this time. We do have a question from John Glickenhaus from UBS.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for the call. I dialed in a little bit late, so I'm not sure if you discussed this. What's the latest on the copper project in terms of CapEx? And this is a longer-term initiative I thought you were focusing on for, you know, perhaps mid-levering up in 2017. To start the project in 2018. I just wanted to see what the update on that was.
Yeah, what we thank you, Sean, for your question. What we reported was that the results of a pre-feasibility study, which was approved by the end of the, I would say, early in the third quarter, shows a capex of around $1.3 to $1.5 billion. Which an average life of mine cash cost of around $1.65 per pound. We are right now in the feasibility stage, which we internally call the definition phase, and we expect that by early Q3 next year, we will be finalizing the feasibility study and proceed probably into detailed engineering at that point in time. Although we are right now analyzing and reviewing different execution strategies for the project in order to de-risk the initial capital estimates, meaning by that it's very likely that we will advance our detailed engineering much to a level, to a much higher level of completion prior to making the full funding commitment and decision.
Okay, got it.
I don't know if that answers.
It does, and if I remember correctly, in any case, the investment was going to be, that was for about at least the first 2 years or something like that, right? The $1.3 to $1.5 billion?
Yeah, it's going to be loaded in most of it is going to be loaded in a two-year period.
Two-year period, okay. Great. Thanks very much.
At this time, I am showing no questions in the queue. I'd like to turn the call back over to Mr. Krueger for closing remarks.
Okay, thank you all for your interest and trust in our company and for your participation in today's conference call. Please don't hesitate to contact me, Gianflavio Carosi, or Vladimiro Berrocal if you have any additional questions. And, of course, we look forward to speaking with you again next quarter when we report the year-end results and the guidance for 2017.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.